Do you think that these conversations we're having right now around race could change the way we think about anti-Semitism and vice versa? I mean, should we be thinking about the two things in a more, I guess, interconnected way?
Yes, that's a great question, and I think we do need to, right? One of the challenges and one of the things that was exposed in this episode, I think, with Whoopi Goldberg, is that we are in this really important moment of racial reckoning, and it has exposed the fact that the position of Jews racially in America is highly complex. Most Jews in America are Ashkenazic, more than 80%. That means that we are primarily white-skinned, white-presenting. But most Jews in America don't think of themselves as simply white, full stop, because of their ethnic distinctiveness, because of the long history of persecution of Jews that has been done in racial terms that we've spoken about here. And unfortunately, we're also in a moment where there is a growing movement of white nationalists who not only don't see Jews as white, they actually see them as the primary catalysts in what they depict as a race war against whites. And at the same time, making it all the more complicated, the fact is, like other people who have white skin, Ashkenazic Jews in America have benefited from not looking brown or black, and are trying to come to terms with that.